folks, and welcome back to the Shiitake Podcast. As always, I'm your main host, Shannon. Joining me this week is my co-host, Mamas. Mamas, say what's up to the people.
I would like that meat to be well done, or maybe just burn it down to the ground.
Okay, no idea what the fuck that was about. This week, we are reviewing Mamas's pick called Cromartie.
High school.
Cromartie High School.
Yes.
Before we dive into that, we have the question of the discussion of the week this week. This is coming from Reddit, and it's Tales. I believe it's from Tales of the Con. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
So we're going to look through this and see if there's any crazy stories from cons that we want to read out. And then if we have a crazy story, which I do. We will tell our craziest con stories. So let's go ahead and start that up. Mamats, what you got, man?
I've been to cons a bunch of times, plenty of time maybe, but there's no real crazy stuff that happening in there. Yeah. Even though I go to like foreign country to
the boring cons.
Yes, it's pretty boring. It's just like the typical stuff that happened on the con. There's no like crazy weird shit that happened there. But I have one memorable one. This is back when, I don't know how many years ago, but in this hallway, that full of people, I saw this one guy. I don't know if he's cosplaying or just being lazy, and I don't know. But this guy just put like a picture frame of that pirate from SpongeBob. You know that guy from the intro of SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Okay. That whole picture of that of that pirate, he put it into a frame, and he wears it like. Put it on his face. And then while I'm just strolling around the hall and just pointing at him, oh, that is from SpongeBob. And then like somebody behind me or like in front of me start singing the whole SpongeBob intro song.
Are you like, ready, kids?
Yes. And the whole hallway
fell for the trap, Mamats.
Yeah, seeing the whole thing till the end.
Fell for the trap. I can't hear you.
Out of nowhere, man.
The whole intro song. Captain.
That is so memorable. I still remember it till this moment, man. All right, how about you? You've been to a bunch of stuff.
I've been to a lot of cons in my time. The craziest one... Okay, so I'm going to tell two stories. The craziest one that I caused... the two craziest ones I've caused.
All right.
One indirectly, one directly.
You caused it. Okay.
One that bent... I caused by not controlling my wife better.
Oh, no.
One I caused by my own action.
Okay.
So, it's a mix. So, we'll start with the one I caused. So, the one I caused by direct action was at a comic book convention, not an anime convention. And I was standing in line to meet James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy. I can't remember the actor's name, but it was the actor that played Taserface in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Okay.
I was going to meet... So I was standing in line to meet James first because I was bored and my friends were getting pictures with other people. And they told me last minute that we were going to a convention, and I'm like, well, if I'm going to a convention, I want to go in costume.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine. I was like, well, you know what? And I was like, you know, I can test out my new haunt costume. I haven't tested it out yet. So I'll wear that. So I throw on my hot costume, and this costume is, his name is Teddy. So okay. I am 6'2". Mm-hmm. I am a 6'2" man. Okay, mm-hmm. I am a giant teddy bear, and I have a mat that when I open my jaw, the mask opens, and the lip of the mask pulls back, showing razor sharp teeth with blood stains on them. Right.
Okay.
And I'm walking around, and I've got a cape on and a tie, a necktie. So that's the whole costume for a con. Because I was bored, and like I said, this was last minute. I hadn't planned nothing. So I'm walking around convention hall, and normally, like, if you come to haunt, I don't care who you are. I will scare you. That's my thing. I don't care. You paid to be here. The okay. con is a little different. These people did not pay to see me. So this girl walks up, and she asks for, this little kid walks up and asks for a picture with me, and I'm like, no, that's a child. They didn't pay for this. Be nice to the child. So I took the picture, and I walked on.
Okay.
So I walked on, and this girl walks up and says, can I get a picture? And I shake my head yes, because I don't talk when I have my masks on.
Yeah.
And then my wife is in a costume, but she's not in a full getup. So my wife is acting as my handler. So she's also translating for the people. So I rubbed my hand on my head, and the lady's like, huh? And my wife goes, he wants you to pet him. And the lady's like, okay. And as soon as she reaches out her hand to pet me, like, she got about a foot from my face, I opened up the mask and I did my snarl. And scared the shit out of her. And I was like, ha 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 ha. And I'm over animating my laugh so everyone can see that I'm laughing. And that was my shtick for the con, right? So I'm having a good time. And we're walking around, and I'm in a lull. And this is when we get to the Sean Gunn thing. So we go over to Sean Gunn's booth. My friends get pictures with him, and then they go to another person, and they're waiting in line. And there's no line for Taserface.
Wow.
So I'm like, I'm bored. Well, no, because he had a rush. Basically, the rushes go from one to the next, and then there's a break, and the rushes, and it just goes like that.
Okay.
So I go over to Taserface, and I do my shtick. So I
you go, do it to him.
Pet me. And my wife translates, and I get him, and he's like, oh, shit, that was great. He's like, wait, you got to get Sean Gunn. And I'm like, okay. So we go over to Sean Gunn's line, and I get Sean Gunn. And there was one other actor from the movie that was there that day, and I get him. And mind you, as soon as I get one of them, the other, they basically was like, no, we got to get the other one. So they grab me, and they both go with me to the last game. And we shake hands, we talk a little bit, and then I'm getting ready to leave, and this girl comes up to me and asks for a picture. And I look at her, and Sean Gunn yells out, wait. And they run around out from behind their tables, and they take out their cameras. So they're like, everyone's like, what? And this girl goes, and I do my shtick, and I get her. And she almost cries. And they're like, it was fucking fantastic. And they're like, wait, you got to get the Punisher. The actor who played the Punisher in the Netflix series and played Shane in The Walking Dead is there as well.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's in the center of the hall, so they can't walk me to him.
Okay.
So I go over there with my wife, and he's got a long line. So I wait in the line, and I forgot the first rule about haunting. Make sure you have arm's distance between you and the person you're scaring, because you don't know what their reaction will be.
Yes.
Some people fall, some people run, some people fight.
Like, yeah.
So I'm stuck in a line. I only got about 2 feet between me and him, and there's literally a metal stanchion behind me. I can't run.
And yeah.
I do my stuff. My wife goes, Sean Gunn sent us to see you. He said, why? And I do my shtick. As soon as he reached out to pet me, I did my snarl. I did my snap. He immediately cocked his hand back. He was a half second from clocking me in the jaw.
Yep.
And I saw it, and I'm like, I got nowhere to go.
Yep.
I got to take this on the chin. And he caught himself the last second, and was just like, get the fuck out of here. And I was like, all right. And I fucking bolted. I was gone.
See by the bell, man.
I was like, well, like that could have ended so fucking badly. So that was the one that was my fault. That was completely my fault by my own actions.
Wow.
Now, the one that was my wife's fault, mm-hmm. by me not, by telling her things and not controlling her. This was when we were young. We went to a convention out in San Francisco. It was called WonderCon when it was still in San Francisco. It's in Anaheim now. Okay. We went to WonderCon, and we were not in costume. We were just enjoying the con. And we go to a lightsaber, and I come up with something in my head days before, and I was like, huh, Batman's not a superhero. Okay. And my wife was like, what? And I was like, I just came up with the ultimate nerd argument. If you want to start a fight in the nerd community, this is all you have to say. I don't know why I never thought about this before.
Yeah.
Batman isn't a superhero. He has no powers above and beyond that of an average human being. Money is not a superpower. Fuck you if you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
But he has no abilities above and beyond that of a human being. So he's not a superhero. And I was like, if I said that at a convention, people would fucking riot.
Yep.
And my wife's like, huh. Okay.
Oh my God.
We're at WonderCon.
I see where this is coming to.
We're standing at a lightsaber booth.
Okay.
We're standing at a lightsaber booth.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at sabers. And all of a sudden, mind you, my wife is 5'4". Okay. All
right.
No, wait. 5'4". She is 5'4". She's easily hideable in a crowd of people. This woman yells out at the top of her lungs, a bunch of nerds.
Oh my God.
Batman's not a superhero. And then ducks down. Next thing you hear, who the fuck said that? And another dude, well, he's not. It almost came to fucking blows.
Ooh.
Oh my God. There were dudes getting shoved. It was a half step from a full-on fucking bloodbath of nerds. And then security shows up. It's like, who started it? And the dudes start looking for my wife.
Oh my God.
They're looking for my wife. And she's just bolted out. She's like, la, 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 la. Like, she ain't did nothing wrong. She almost got us kicked out of a con and almost started a full-on fucking fist fight. Just for shits and giggles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So,
all right.
Yeah, crazy shit that's happened to me at con. Mostly her fault.
I mean, you both still survived, so yeah, that's good for you both, I guess.
Barely. I'll take it, but barely.
All right. So let's dive in a little bit deeper and see what people on the internet has experienced, I guess.
So out of the ones on the internet, most of them are pretty tame or pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I saw that kind of blew my mind. So, and they added it just as an addendum to their story. And I'm like, wait, how is that not the story? this is from Fire in the Mountains on Reddit.
Okay.
And they said, I'll read their story and the one that's the actual, like, how did you not lead with that one? Okay. I was in contact with Vic Minonia over email for a few months beforehand, just to send him a fan letter. I was 14, you know. Anyway, he came to Denver Comic Con, wanted me to meet up with him. Luckily, my ex-friend ditched me, which was part of the start of the end of our friendship. My dad took me and the other ditched friend instead. Dad shadowed me all day. He likes video games and anime anyway. When we went to get stuff signed from Vic, he took one look at my dad and said nothing. Just signed my thing and looked away. Seems he was only cool meeting me or acknowledging me if I didn't have an adult with me. Never responded to his last email after that. And his voice in any show makes me very uncomfortable. I was a kid. I didn't know any better. I'm 28 now and was pretty vindicated by him getting Me Too'd. So essentially, mm-hmm. she almost got SA'd by this voice actor.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty fucked up story.
Yes.
Now, the thing that caught my attention, because I'm skimming stories, so I wasn't even reading all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that caught my attention was the addendum story she put. The insanity, a completely different story. The insanity that is Hitalia fans got Hatalia banned from the Boston Anime Con.
Wait,
so
what?
They got all of Hatalia fans banned from this convention.
Why?
You would ask why, yes?
Yeah.
Because a bunch of them got together and did a Nazi salute just down from a Holocaust museum.
Oh my God. No, no.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Who raised y'all?
Oh my God.
Who raised you people?
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Over here doing Nazi salutes and shit. But people can't have nice things.
Oh my God. Oof. Oof. A big oof there, man. Oh my
yeah, God. Those that's the one that I found that I thought was worth reading.
All right. So guys, if you have any cool, weird experience going or went to the con, you can share with us. We would like to hear from you guys. And
let us know what kind of ridiculousness y'all got into at cons.
Yep. Maybe you are the cause of it. Maybe you are the cause of it. Maybe you cause.
Hey, we've all been there.
All right.
Don't share with us. Attacked by a celebrity.
We are at Shiitake Podcast everywhere. Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Threads. shiitakepodcast@gmail.com. Let us know your crazy con stories. We'll read, if we think they're good, we'll read them on the next show.
Yeah. All right. So
okay, now that we've talked about the stupidity of our youths, I can't even say youth because I wasn't that damn young. Whatever. This is only like 5 years ago.
Really? Before COVID?
Yeah, I'm pretty. I don't know. It was before COVID, but I'm trying to. I don't think I had kids yet. I think it was just before I had my daughter, which would explain why my wife wasn't in costume.
Yeah, before we start the whole thing. Yes, probably. More than 5 years, man.
I don't know if it was that long. I don't know if it was before we did the podcast, but it was around that long ago.
So. Yeah, probably.
All right.
Let's move on to our main topic then.
All right. So as we said earlier, the main topic of today is Mamatsu's pick from last week called Cromartie High School. Synopsis for this comes from animelist.net. It's like this. Takashi Kamiyama is your typical mild-mannered high school student, polite, aloof, and pacifistic, and with a slightly above-average IQ. But would your average high school student really enroll himself at the infamous Cromartie High School, known as a breeding ground for the toughest delinquents out there? Apparently so, as that is exactly what Takashi does, though for reasons he'd rather leave unmentioned. However, one thing is for sure. The hard-boiled rabbit in a den full of hungry lions is never going to have another dull day. And how could he? Now that he's surrounded by mohawked punks, obnoxious robots, and gorillas. And was that Freddie Mercury riding a horse down the corridor? Follow Takashi as he earnestly dedicates his new high school life to better his high school's reputation while his classmates are hell-bent on wreaking havoc. That's the synopsis for Cromartie High School from MyAnimalist.net. Let's go scores and slogans.
Yeah. I will give it like 5. And my slogan for it is, I think I'm getting dumber.
I'm sorry, I am too, for you making me watch this damn show. My score is going to be a 1.
Whoa, 1. 1.
That's a 1.
What?
Lucky it's not a 0. A 1. And my slogan is, the creator of the manga says he's surprised they made it into an anime, that should be a warning sign.
Okay. All right. So let's get right into it. You didn't finish the show at all.
I needed what brain cells I had left, okay?
Okay.
lost enough brain cells to this show.
Why you stop midway through? Not really midway, but almost there, I guess.
I stopped at episode 10.
Okay.
I couldn't take it no more.
You couldn't take it
no more. The episodes don't make no sense.
Yes.
I couldn't take it no more. The episodes don't make no sense. There's no story to follow. It's you want to know what this is? This is a worse version of Sakamoto. That's this, sir.
I wouldn't deny that. Sakamoto is far better than this.
That is not the point I'm trying to make, and you fucking know it. This show was terrible. You don't even get terrible. You get terrible.
Horrible.
Horrible.
This is like in like what? Early 2000 or something?
2003, 2004.
Yeah.
I was in high school when this came out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have hated it then.
It wasn't supposed to be what's pretty, like in a very typical way. It was supposed to be like one-off thing, you know, like you watch it and just shut off your brain or something like that. Enjoy the humor.
I couldn't shut off my brain because of how dumb it was. I'm gonna shut off my brain when it's so stupid. I'm too big. And how? Why? Who the fuck wrote this?
It's this supposed terrible. To be dumb.
My brain can shut off, but it can't die. Like I would have to have brain death to sit through this show.
It's supposed to be dumb, and they know about this. They know about this too. It is not like I love the show or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, I watched the whole thing. Most of the time, I don't laugh. It just makes me like more dumber every episode that I watch it into. But there are some episodes that make me laugh. I mean, everything about Mechazawa, I guess.
Mechazawa was probably the only good thing, like partially good thing in the show.
Yes. If you go far, far, far deeper into the show, there are more things about Mechazawa that makes me laugh. But you didn't manage to get there, but yeah, I guess. Not missing out, but
I like my brain cells.
Yeah. Yeah. You save your brain cells. So I don't know. This so-called high school, they said they are all like 16 years old, but they are not. Appearance-wise, they are not 16 years old. They are all a bunch of like middle-aged men in high school uniform or something like that. Delinquents, they said. There's no real story in there, just like funny quote unquote delinquents humor or high school or just some random shit that happened during that era, I guess. Some of it just not age well, I guess. What else I have to say about the show, man? I thought you are going to burn me down or something.
You thought I was gonna what?
You're going to roast me or something, man.
What do you mean I was gonna roast you?
I picked like a bad show.
For your terrible choice of shows?
Yeah.
Do you want me to roast you? I can do it.
Is that an option? I thought it's a choice.
Trying not to be option. Nice is like, you know what? Mamat's had a hard week. He just wanted something stupid.
Yeah.
We've all been there. I'm trying to be nice. You making me really want to be like, fuck wrong with you, man. How many brain cells does this show take?
All right. You watched like 10 episodes of it. Is there any episodes that you like in there?
The only scene I kind of liked was when Mechazawa like actually goes to like the repair shop.
Yeah, I mean before
the doctor's like, is this even a fucking kid?
Before that, they have like this physical health exam, right? They all went there, and the doctor said, "All right, There are a bunch of delinquents. What else? What weird thing that can show up in here, right? And then they first show up with Mekazawa. And the doctor just calmly said, okay, I will use my stethoscope now on you. And the doctor has a monologue. Should I use my stethoscope on this guy?
It's like, I can't hear a heartbeat. It's like, that's my back. That's my back.
Nobody has the courage to tell Mekazawa that he is not human. Nobody, man. Nobody. They don't even try to tell Mekazawa that he is not a robot. It's the funny thing about Mekazawa. He thinks he is a human. Oh my god. And then after Mekazawa done with the health exam, and then Freddy shows up. I don't know.
What is what the Freddie Mercury bit, man?
I don't know. During that time, I don't know. I don't know if
you picked this show. How you don't know?
I don't know, man. During 2003, 2004, did Freddie Mercury becomes hot again or something? No? No, right?
Well, considering Freddie Mercury died in the 80s, probably not.
Hmm. So I don't know what was the deal with Freddie Mercury riding a horse. That's some random. And then the last one, the doctor said, okay, I've seen some weird shit. I don't think that anything else will come out. And then comes the gorilla. a gorilla this time. Okay, that is not weird. That is not weird. And then the doctor just snapped, man. He said enough. Oh my god. And then like you said, they bring Mekazawa into the electronic shop to do like a maintenance or something like that. That bit is so funny too. So I guess this is going to be a very short review. This show is all about like funny bits. They have like 26 episodes, and each episode like runs for 7 to 8 minutes, excluding the intro and outros. This is dumb. I think like quarter of it is funny to me when they involve Mekazawa and the gorilla, at least. Other than that, it doesn't age really well. Last thing to say about the show, Shannon?
Why are you making me watch this?
Will you recommend the show to other people, at least?
Absolutely not.
Doesn't this show resemble like House Husband in a way?
No, not even. How dare you, sir? The jokes in House Husband all have to do with him being like former Yakuza and being and becoming a house husband. Okay, the jokes in this have nothing to do with him being in high school.
They are trying to be delinquents. Gangsters, man. They're trying to achieve that. Gangsterism. Right, but
the jokes don't have anything to do with them being delinquents.
Yeah, that's the joke.
That's not a joke.
That's not a joke.
That's just bad writing. It's just bad writing.
How they get an anime adaptation? Who knows? I don't know. Read the manga. They said.
I don't know either, but. Damn, they must have been running out of ideas in 2003.
All right. If you like this kind of humor, if you like Sakamoto-san, maybe you will like this one. This is an old show, 20 years ago, man. two decades ago it was released. So yeah, it doesn't age really well. Yeah, it's dumb.
Not at all.
A little bit funny. And that's it. I guess that's it. That is the end of our review of Chromati High School, if you want to call it a review at all. By the way, Shannon,
there's nothing to review. I'm sorry.
If you like what you heard here, please give us a like, give us a follow, and give us a rating on whatever platform that you listen this podcast on. Don't cancel me, okay? I don't want to be canceled.
I'll cancel you. Shit, they don't know how to do it.
So for our Fang FM, Shannon, what are we going to watch next? Don't torture me, please.
Next, we're going to watch Sword of the Stranger.
Sword of the Stranger. I thought we are going to do like another Chinese anime, something.
It's one of the ones on my list, but I don't remember which show is the reason I have it on the list. Because they come out in pairs of, in groups of three, so. Sword of the Stranger looks cool.
Is it a recent show?
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I researched nothing about this show.
Yep, never heard of it. Okay, let's see how it goes. Let's see if I could find the show.
Does this show actually exist? Is someone pulling my leg? We'll find out next on Dragon Ball Z. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Looks like this one is a movie.
Yes, a movie. It's a movie, man.
Muko Hadan, Sword of the Stranger.
Yeah, a movie.
Down for a movie review? Let's go.
Down for a movie review? Let's go. Okay. We will do a movie review.
Let's go.
Let's go. Okay, guys. We are going to watch Sword of the Stranger. If you have any comment or suggestion regarding our show or any of our future show, you can always hit us up on the interweb. Where can people find us on the interweb, Shannon?
You can find us, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Shiitake Podcast, or shoot us an email at shiitakepodcast@gmail.com.
All right. With that being said, let's end the podcast like usual. Sorry, guys. I picked like a dumb show this week. I don't know if I will.
At least he admitted it.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. I will pick another one kind of like that. Who knows? In the future, right?
But don't pick another one like that.
I will try. I will just pick some random stuff. I've been wanting to watch that for the longest time.
Don't ever. We don't want to watch another stupid show. Don't do that.
I will try not to
purposely pick a bad show.
I don't know. It's going to be bad.
You are trying not to. You said I'll try to.
I will try.
You said I'll try to. Yeah, that's what we need to hear. Try not to.
All right, next time I will.
I know English ain't your first language, but you ain't getting away with that one.
Okay, all right. Cannot slide it in there anyway around. Okay. I will try to be safe out there, and I will not try to die.
Don't you pick another show like this? You won't.
Ooh, is that a threat?
The delinquents in high school, there's definitely not time to even think about Opie. You're too busy trying to go to jail.
Ooh. Okay. All right. Let's say it with me now, Shannon. Shiitake.